Well, it's good to see everyone again this afternoon. I know Dad wanted to be here this afternoon, but he, over the past couple of days, has been experiencing a little bit of a some stomach pains. And so he did go ahead and complete his lesson, or assignment, if you will. And he was able to prepare it in a way that I'm able to present it to you this afternoon, so that so that's what we'll do. His topic was Jacob and Esau. And for our text, we're going to be reading Genesis chapter 25. We'll read verses 21 through 28 to begin. And I guess the title of his lesson was, "The Older Shall Serve the Younger." But beginning in Genesis chapter 25, begin with verse 21. Here the Bible reads, "Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah his wife conceived. But the children struggled together within her, and she said, 'If all is well, why am I like this?' So she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, 'Two nations are in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger.' So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red. He was like a hairy garment all over, so they called his name Esau. Afterward, his brother came out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, so his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, but Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob." So this afternoon, we're going to consider the topic of the older serves the younger. And we're going to look at these verses a little different, taking into consideration the Hebrew and Greek meaning of the words older and younger. Our focus will be on Genesis chapter 25, verse 23. And after we study some of this, we may be a little bit surprised, or may come away with this with maybe a little bit more of an understanding of what these scriptures actually entail. Some of the understanding of the Bible comes from mistakes in the English translation of the Bible. And one of those mistakes is the statement, "The elder shall serve the younger," in Genesis chapter 25, verse 23 of the English translations. How it is understood determines how the story is actually told. We're going to take a look at what the English Bible says and what the Hebrew and Greek text actually says. So we need to ask ourselves, what does the English Bible say? In the King James Version, Genesis chapter 25, verse 23 reads, "And the Lord said unto her, 'Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger.'" Now we'll read in Romans chapter 9, verse 10 through 12, as it is a reference to Genesis 25. In the King James Version it says, "And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither have done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to the election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. And it was said to her, 'The elder shall serve the younger.'" Also in the ESV, in Genesis chapter 25 and 23, here it says, "And the Lord said to her, 'Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you shall be divided. The one shall be stronger than the other, the older shall serve the younger.'" And then in the ESV version, Romans chapter 9, verse 12, it says, she was told, "The older will serve the younger." But now we need to understand what the Hebrew and Greek texts say. Using the correct Hebrew and Greek terms, Genesis chapter 25 and 23 says, "And Yahweh said to her, 'Two nations are in your womb, and two groups will be distinguished from your belly. And a group will have a higher position than a group, and the greater group will be a slave to the lesser group." Also in Romans chapter 9, verse 12, it says, "And was stated to her, the greater will serve the lesser group." So if you can imagine how this story takes place, or to try and get an idea in your mind the setting, this all happened when Isaac was about 40 years old and had been married to Rebekah for about 20 years. Isaac pleaded with the Lord for Rebekah because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah conceived. There was a lot of movement in her belly. She didn't know why, so she went to God and asked him, found in Genesis chapter 25, verse 22. And his answer was in the previous verse we just read, Genesis chapter 25, verse 23. As the story goes, Esau sold his birthright to Jacob, and later Jacob and Rebekah deceive Isaac so that Jacob receives the blessing of the firstborn. When reading in verse 23 and taking into consideration that Jacob received the birthright and the blessing of the firstborn, it appears that the verse is a reference to Jacob and Esau, but there is a problem, or there's a concern with that idea. The problem is that the word elder or older and younger that are used in the later English Bible translations are wrong. The Hebrew and Greek text do not say that at all. The Hebrew word for elder or older is not used in Genesis chapter 25, verse 23. The Hebrew word for younger is not used in Genesis chapter 25, verse 23. The Greek word for elder or older is not used in Romans chapter 9, verse 12, nor in the Greek translation of Genesis chapter 25 and 23. The Hebrew and Greek words in these verses are the words for greater and lesser. The first English version of the Bible translated by John Wycliffe in 1395 has the right words in these verses. All other translations of the English Bibles that have been looked at do not. Greater does not mean older. The Hebrew word for greater is never translated as elder or older in the Old Testament except in this verse, referring to Genesis chapter 25 and 23. And the Greek word for greater and lesser are never translated as elder or older or younger in the New Testament except in the verse of Romans chapter 9, verse 12. Two chapters after the incorrect translated verse of Genesis chapter 25 and 23, Esau and Jacob are referred to as the older son and the younger son three times. First in Genesis chapter 27 and 1, where it says, "And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest." This is Strong's number H1419. He called his eldest son and said unto him, "My son," and he said unto him, "Behold, here am I." Also in Genesis chapter 27, verse 15, says that Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest. This is Strong's number H1419, of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger. This is Strong's number 6996, Jacob, her younger son. Also in Genesis chapter 27, verse 42, here it said, "And these words of Esau, her elder," once again Strong's 1419, "son were told to Rebekah, and she sent and called Jacob, her younger son," once again Strong number 6996, "and said unto him, Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee." The Hebrew words used here are not those used in Genesis chapter 25, verse 23, but are the correct Hebrew words for older and younger. Strong's number for the Hebrew word older and elder in Genesis chapter 25, verse 23, is Strong's number H7227, and for younger is Strong's number H6810. The context of Genesis chapter 25 and 20, verse 23 is of nations and peoples, which inherently is masculine gender. And if it was of children or of babies, it would be of a neutral gender in regards to the language or text. If the context was of children and babies, then the older and younger translation would be correct. So we kind of have a major problem. If God told Rebekah that the older would serve the younger, and not the greater group will serve the lesser group, then we do have a problem. We read the story of Esau and Jacob several times, and it never mentions a time when Esau served Jacob. As a matter of fact, it was just the opposite that happened. There were many times where Jacob addressed Esau as Lord, and that he was Esau's servant. Genesis chapter 32, verses 4 through 5, here it says, "And he commanded them, saying, Thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau. Thy servant Jacob saith us, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. And I have oxen and asses, flocks and men servants and women servants. And I have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in thy sight." Also in Genesis chapter 32 and 18, "Then thou shalt say, They be thy servant Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau. And behold, also he is behind us." And then also in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, it says, "And he said, What meanest thou by all this drove which I met? And he said, These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord," referring to Esau. And in Genesis chapter 33, verses 13 through 15, it says here, "And he said unto him, My Lord knoweth that the children are tender, and the flocks and herds with young are with me. And if men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die. Let my lord, I pray thee, pass over before his servant, and I will lead on softly, according as the cattle that goeth before me, and the children be able to endure, until I come unto my lord unto Seir." And Esau said, "Let me now leave with thee some of the folk that are with me." And he said, "What needeth it? Let me find grace in the sight of my lord." The Bible tells us that Jacob bowed down to Esau seven times. In Genesis chapter 33, verses 1 through 3, it says, "And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah, and unto Rachel, and unto two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground seven times until he came near to his brother." The story never says that Esau addressed Jacob as master, was a servant to Jacob, or bowed down to Jacob. So in closing, two observations come from the main phrase of Genesis chapter 25, verse 23, and Romans chapter 9, verse 12. One is that one group will be bigger than the other. And two, the bigger group will serve the lesser group. The descendants of Esau were the Edomites. The descendants of Jacob were Israel. In Numbers 20, verse 20, before the children of Israel entered the promised land, it says, "And he said, Thou shalt not go through. And Edom came out against him with much people and with a strong hand." There is no indication if they were still bigger when David was king, but most likely they were. In 2 Samuel chapter 8, verse 14, it says that he put garrisons in Edom. Throughout all Edom put he garrisons, and all they of Edom became David's servants. And the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. This lasted for about 160 years until the reign of King Jehoram. Also in 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 20, says, "In his days Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah and made a king over themselves." God's word to Rebekah was accomplished. In this lesson, we kind of have a different perspective, or might have been given some insight to this story of Jacob and Esau, but also I feel that this is a very, very good example of further study in regards to translations, in regards to words, and especially context of the stories that we read, in order for us to get a better understanding and get a better overall view of some of the stories that we hear, to where it may give us a little bit more insight into God's Word. At this time, we do want to offer an invitation to any of those who wish to receive the prayers of the church, or for any of those who wish to step out on the promises of God. Whatever the case may be, please come forward as we stand and sing the song of invitation.